Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Jeff, I'm not in the mood.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are coming at you live.
Live. L.A. Los Angeles. Hot L.A.
All together in one room in hot L.A. and Mike is not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood for this heat.
Oh, yeah.
Humid. I am not in the mood for
sticky,
the sticky, swampy heat.
And we turned off the A.C.
We turned off the A.C., so I'm not happy about that.
But the audio quality is impeccable.
It's perfect.
Perfect. All in the same room.
How are you liking the coast, Mike?
Oh my God, the coast is beautiful. We're heading out to Tam O'Shanter tonight, so I'm very excited about that.
Everyone does on a hot summer day. You go into a Scottish pub and eat a steak.
Yeah. Nasty, nasty marrowy bone steak,
hot potato.
That's gonna be good though.
That is gonna be good. And well, I made a reservation for indoors because the AC will be on in there.
KV vibes. I like
that. Yeah, KV vibes. Yeah. Stalagmites and stalactites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, and speaking of, Walt Disney, we all know, modeled the Seven Dwarfs house after the Tam O'Shanter.
Mm-hmm. Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's
and ate there with his little drawing buddies, the animators.
Right.
Yeah, and if you want to hear me elaborate on it, listen to my episode of Podcast The Ride.
Hey. Or maybe don't worry about that. Save all your podcast listening for right here, folks, or yeah. Go on to the Patreon.
True, that show sucks. Those guys, bad.
But hey, Mike and I watched Fantasia last night.
That's right.
Oh! Fantasia 2000?
No, 1000. And it was 2 hours long.
Yep. Long.
A lot of the things are about, it's very cool. And it's made in the 40s, and all the animation is insane for that era.
The day.
But a lot of the little segments are like about the morning and then going into the night.
Like
or
cyclical.
Spring into,
Yep.
It's about a transitional phases in life.
It's about Fantasia.
Now, you guys watching Fantasia, can I inquire about maybe perhaps the mental state you were in?
No. Clean, clear, under control.
You were clean, clear.
We got a clear self-mindset.
Two guys sitting in folding chairs really close to the TV, looking right at it, sober.
Took all the paintings off the walls, every plant out of the room.
No smoke floating around anywhere. No way.
But here's the catch. All the while, broken the shower.
Oh.
Hector hadn't arrived yet.
Have you guys showered yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Immediately after, full disclosure to the listener, after we record this Sidewalk Slammer episode, we're recording our Patreon episode where we're going to smell each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got really scared that maybe you guys hadn't showered. I was going to be
I showered. Nice.
So, folks, you got to get on that Patreon so you can listen to the cologne episode.
Oh. Also, this drink is going to make us so drunk. I'm going to get sweaty. You guys are going to get some pheromones from me.
And we're going to doubt our olfactory senses.
No, I would never. I would never.
Plus, we have COVID, so we can't smell.
Yeah, right. Three COVIDs. Yeah,
hey, COVID is out there strong still.
Yeah, people getting
it. Fucking A.
Covfefe.
It is. It's the real deal. When is this going away?
But hey, for now, monkeypox clear, all three of us.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a scary one, too. Careful, everyone out there. Be careful.
Yeah, we don't
go outside. Don't touch or talk to anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I thought? I thought chicken pox and monkey pox were like POX.
Right.
That's how it is.
Sure.
But I thought each welt was a POC.
They're not?
POCK. But no, I think pox is like a pox on both your houses. Hmm. Like pox is just a disease. It's not a plural.
Oh, damn. I see what you're saying. Hmm. Like you don't have a bunch of pox.
I'm like, oh, I have a chicken pox.
Gotcha.
No such
thing. So what do you have? A blemish of pox relation?
Chicken pox.
One pox is a pox?
What is a pox? I wonder what each individual pox is.
Pockmark. Pockmark.
Oh. Pockmark.
Pockmark. No, poxmark. No.
Poxmark.
Poxmark.
No, wait. I bet it's just a different, it's like pox lesion.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, well, it's like when Skittles came out and says, an individual piece of Skittles candy is not called a Skittle. It's called a Skittles lentil.
That's true, and monkeypox did come out and say it's called a monkeypox lentil.
Ooh, Skittles is one of my faves. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Bad news about Skittles. The people came out and said it's bad.
Oh, right, there's like titanium
Skittles
in it.
Skittles are bad. It's got titanium in it or something.
Well, how many do you have to eat? How many you eat a year? Nine?
Yeah, you're supposed to eat
nine. I do with Skittles what you do with ribeyes. 30.
Okay. Nice.
30 Skittles a year for me.
Half a pack.
That's acceptable.
I do them all on January 1st. Oh, I've ruined it.
Do you buy a full... wait, what flavor? Skittles, there's like those pastel ones. You get those?
Or no, I do just the regular red.
Yeah, I like red. Packs.
And when I do, I pour them out in my hand, and I separate the colors and do bites of the same color.
Huh.
Get the full effect.
You're like one of those backstage roadie
guys. That's right.
Guys.
My writer.
My writer.
I saw something at... did we talk about this? I've been talking to a lot of people about this. You know those little mixes you can get? Like, you just... you take a bottle of water, and then you take, like, a... it's a packet of...
powder.
Like Gatorade powder.
Yep.
Or lemonade powder. They had Skittles powder.
Uh-huh.
Oh. That's going to make your drink taste like Skittles. I got to get that.
You got to get that. Here's something we got to get, too. When you said separating them out, it reminded me of, there's a brand of like bar mix, snack mix called like Ghirardelli's or not the Girardini's. The rye, garlic rye chips are delicious.
Yeah.
And you can buy just the bag.
I saw those.
Oh, so just nice.
Rye chips.
Because mm-hmm.
I do Chex Mix Bold.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bold.
Love it.
Not enough rye chips, though.
You need a lot of rye chips. I love a little wooden bowl of bar mix. How fun is that?
That is, I think, traditionally like the most contaminated area in a bar.
Yeah,
bar. That's where I
pee. Cans are going.
Bar. Yeah.
I took a little sample from inside the toilet where I pushed the turds out of the way. I took a sample. Yeah. Then I went to the Chex Mix and I pushed the turds out of the way in there. Sampled them. Sent it to the lab. Tie.
So nasty stuff. Hey, speaking of. Backstage stuff. We got a tour coming up.
Oh,
we should do some crazy backstage rider shit.
And
we
also,
should,
thanks
we should
to
have
everybody.
Some backstage Bettys. I don't know.
You're my backstage. You two are my backstage.
Yeah,
buddies.
I'm your dirty
That's
Diana.
All I need.
No, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean is not my brother.
And me, Super Freak.
Yeah, folks.
Are these famous roadies or groupies?
Well, the one
Billie
I was talking
Jean.
About is a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home.
Yeah,
to mother.
I see.
Mother.
And hey, thanks to everybody for coming out to Highland Park. Woo woo, that was fun.
Oh boy.
Oh my god, what a fun show in LA. And then in September, starting on the 6th, every night in a row, we're tearing up the coast. San Diego, Costa Mesa, Long Beach, LA,
Oakland,
Portland, Seattle, Vancouver.
Damn,
Tim,
mind like a trap.
I feel like a cartographer.
Wow.
I feel like Amerigo Vespucci.
So I start that, I go, okay, where are we starting? Okay, San Diego, then Arizona?
Oh, boy.
Rand McNally, you are not.
Yeah. Rand McFaulty.
Well, that's nice catching up with you guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yes.
No, it's
Wait
time
a
for
Wait
bip,
a
bip, 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 bip.
Booze news.
Hit it!
Love it.
It's booze news, you son of a bitch. Bip 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 bop bip bop bop bip bop bip 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 bip
bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip bip
Booze News Dubstep was sent to us by Mitch on the Web, who also hooked us up with today's top Booze News story. If you have a Booze News theme, by the way, subscribe. Wait, no. What's my line? If you have a Booze News theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Nice. Nice.
But then speaking of subscribing, subscribe to Patreon if you want to meet people like Mitch on the Web and talk Sloppy Boys.
Mitch on the Web, been a fan for a long time. We met him in Philly.
You're a fan of him?
I'm a fan of him. He's a fan of us. It's all very cyclical, all very mutual.
Yeah. It's that snake like sucking Fantasia. Its own tail.
That would be a good Fantasia segment.
Yes.
The circularity.
Dubstep came up recently. We're talking about the difference and how dub factors into dubstep.
Yeah.
Double. And somebody sent me the explanation and I read it and...
It must have been a thrill in that moment, though.
It was fun. It was a really good moment. I remember where I was sitting.
At a rave. Can everyone keep it down? I'm trying to read up on this stuff.
I didn't remember.
Take an M, Tim. Take an X, even. MDMA.
Oh.
Is it called, like, where is he going with this?
Molly?
I don't think anybody calls it M. But
Molly Shannon is a superstar.
Yeah. Do people call weed W? They should.
I got some W.
So pass me that joint of W, man.
If
I
you're flying the W.
The Fantasia movie.
Yeah, yeah.
W is always a weird abbreviation because it's longer than, you know, like George W. Bush. Just say George Walker Bush.
Right. Right. Oh. W is a weird
double one. U, three syllables. Walker, two syllables.
And if you look at it, it's not a W, it's a double V.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this guy was a great president. Just iron out the name thing.
Misunderstood. That's all. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. He's great now because we had a worse one.
Yeah. Obama.
Watch yourself.
Be careful, buddy.
We don't get political here. Don't get political with me.
Booze News.
The only time I get political is in the voting booth. I get it all out of my system. I don't know who I'm voting for, which party I like until I step into that booth. Then I think it over. I'm like, well.
Let's see. What are the names here? What are the funny names to pick?
Okay, Booze News. Top story. Booge. Guess who came out with a spiked version of their water?
Mitch on the Web.
Spindrift.
shit. Arrowhead.
You guys are kind of basic. So you're thinking, normal waters, normal waters. You're not thinking of coconut waters. Ooh. That's right. Vita Coca. Vita Coca?
Vita Coca.
Probably Vita like vitamin or Vita like life.
Coco.
Living the Vita Coca.
Vita Coco.
Yes. I've had it. It's great. It comes in a box.
Vita Coco. Right. So this is the, well, yeah, their normal stuff is the kind of cartony one.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at pictures of the tall, slim can, but you had a spiked one in a box?
No. I've never had the spiked.
Oh. Right. I like Zico.
Oh,
Zyko?
Oh, Jesus. That's sort of a theme with these coconut waters. Isn't it? They got two ways to say the names.
Zika virus. Remember that one?
Don't remind me.
Okay, so this is the first coconut water to be spiked, and it's spiked with Captain Morgan.
Oh,
so the flavors are lime mojito, pina colada, and strawberry daiquiri. They're coconut water with rum in them. What do you think?
Sounds like they do Vita. Hold on. Let me back up. This coconut water craze that has been happening for 20 years. Do we like this stuff? I take a sip of it. I'm like, coconut water. I take a sip and I go, nah, it's not for me.
I don't like these cartons. I like the Zika one.
Yeah.
In a bottle, really cold. Gotta be cold.
Sure.
It's a good hangover. I'll buy it before I know I'm going to have a big night. And just the thought of it in my fridge while I'm out at night makes me say, Timmy, have that extra shot.
Yeah, it might be like just marketing, but I've heard of it. I've heard it's like super hydrating, especially if it's a little pink. That's a good sign.
Really?
And if you get like a harmless harvest, that's one you see a lot of. That's a good quality coconut. I'll drain them. Love them.
I've seen it says on the carton, it'll say like, double hydration. So if you drank water versus you could drink half the amount of coconut water and get the same.
If you
hydration.
Drink water, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
I see. The coconut water out of a coconut is good.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time I had it was a place in Silver Lake where I was like, one coconut water thing, cracked open a coconut, poured it into a little bag.
Oh.
Remember, you know, like sometimes the fruit cart guys will do that too. Like just give you something loose in a bag, like a taco truck does with the carrots sometimes.
Yeah.
Sure, I had a straw in a clear Ziploc bag.
That's nice.
Timmy.
When a taco truck gives me the bag of carrots or relish or radishes or something, I'm like, thanks, where's the garbage? I'll just take it back. No, I'll throw away.
Timmy, your wedding, you had coconut drinks. Did you not?
Ooh. I did. We had Thai young coconuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kind of white ones mm-hmm. that are already kind of the outside shaved off.
Oh, yes.
Boosh, putting multicolored straws right in there.
Those were so good.
Yeah, and we also had Mai Tais, and people got a little crunk off of them. That was fun.
Yeah, we were crunkified that night.
People, yeah, everyone did. Me
you
too.
Challenged me. You challenged me that night. You said, you can't drink that much.
That was my vows. I challenged Mike.
You did your thing with Jessica. You said, okay. And then you turned to me and said, you think you can drink more than me tonight?
I'll drink you to the table. And I am now pronounced husband. I told you guys that night, the craziest thing ever. We after the reception was done, we walked over to like a dive bar next door for like another hour of just fun. But you want to feel like a celebrity. Walk into a normal bar in a tux and a wedding dress.
With a bride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People, I had 4 tequila shots right in a row. And I said, I've still got to consummate this fucking thing.
But
it's pretty
consummate.
Crazy. Like everyone looks at you like you're a celebrity. It's so cool.
Yeah.
You could do, if you want to get free drinks, just wear a wedding dress and walk into bars all the time.
You know, the same thing, same kind of idea. I've heard this. People who have, you know, those big fluffy dogs, Akitas maybe?
Yeah.
Big, like huge, bright white dogs. You walk down the street with one of those, everyone's looking at that dog. It's a big white cloud.
You want to get looks? Buy a dog.
Yeah, you went from bride to like, well, I can't get a bride. I'll get this dog.
But I could get a purebred Akita dog.
The tough thing with the bride thing is, she can have a wedding dress, and maybe she goes off on her own.
Yeah,
just
she did that night, by the way.
Just
she went home with a guy. She met
out with some friends. If you have a wedding gown, throw one on and maybe get some tear streaked mascara.
Oh,
go out to the bar. You're the star of the show.
You get a full meal.
He
for
stood me up.
A guy, you go out in a tux with the runny with the tears. They just think you're a guy crying in a tux.
You go, I stood her up.
Because a tux doesn't mean groom automatically.
No,
but it means important. Captain of business, captain of industry.
Yeah, people were trying to network with you anyway. Yeah. What do you think of the shipping news? Well, I made sure to look special because I wore a tux and I had like a flower in my lapel, but I had you guys, my groomsmen, just wear black suits so that I would really pop.
Yeah. I was almost going to wear a white suit.
That would be cool.
And pop.
You can. Like Mark Twain.
Well, not if you're someone's groomsman. You know,
well, I had that rule. If any groomsmen are virgins, they have to wear a white suit.
Oh, then I guess a good thing I wore a deep, dark black.
I've sucked and fucked. You go to the tux shop. What's the darkest you have?
What's the darkest you have? Give me 2 times darker. I should have worn my green suit, but I didn't have it.
2 times darker? Like, I don't know, man. It's a black suit.
Black hole.
Yeah. Super black. All right, is that it for booze news?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I said all I needed to say about that. What video game is that?
Bombs away.
It's from life.
It's from life.
Folks, today we're talking about the Sidewalk Slammer. This is an often requested drink.
Yeah.
It's coming from you folks at home.
From the Slopheads. Wow. I had never heard of it before Slopheads said, you should do Sidewalk Slammers, man.
I've never heard of it. I'm going to put this as a never heard, never had.
I've never had. That's for damn sure.
I've heard just through the podcast, but as we've said, that's like, we're doing the podcast. We can't just hear about the drinks.
Right.
Of the
right. And but it's a very popular request.
In my private life, I haven't heard of this.
And
and you like to keep business and private personal pretty separate. Right?
That's right.
I don't even know where you go when you leave here. My car picks you up and you vanish into the night.
I go home with my wife and children.
You've got like 9 kids. Very, very religious.
When's the first time you'd heard of this? Was it from the Discord or
from like more like Twitter and Instagram? People forwarding me Instagram stories or people on Twitter like flat out requesting this.
Yeah, because we didn't go to college during Four Loko. We were fresh to LA, I think.
We missed it by mere moments.
Mere moments. I remember Sparks, the energy drink,
right.
Malt liquor.
That was discontinued because it was so clearly marketing to like young women.
Right.
And to like put in their purses.
Ooh. And as we learn...
Why was it to put in purses? What's...
Oh. I think that the ad campaign was like, it's cute colors and it goes in your purse.
Oh.
Weird. But as we learned, it's problematic to put caffeine and uppers in your malt liquor because it masks the intoxication.
Right. Because I think I heard that like Four Loko is like having, the original Four Loko was like four beers and a cup of coffee. Right. And too many people were driving because the caffeine part made them feel like they're okay.
Yes.
So it was a bumper car situation. They're crashing their way home.
It's a speedball.
So yeah. So, when did what happened? They switched the recipe to stay on the market, right?
Yeah. November 17th, 2010, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a warning letter to four manufacturers. One of them was Four Loko, saying that caffeine added to their malt beverages is an unsafe food additive.
Hmm.
And so they had to change it. And they did. In December 2010, a reformulated version hit the shelves.
And so they just like messed with the numbers a little bit, but it still has caffeine and it still has a lot of booze.
It seems like it. It says that the caffeine, guarana, and taurine from the original drink had been replaced by food coloring agent Red 40. Now, I don't think that's the entire story, though.
Ooh, Agent Red 40 would be good.
They seem like two entirely different things.
Yeah, that's so. I think what we're saying is it's still like four beers. Because yes. it's a big tall boy can, and I think it's like 8 or 9%.
But they got the Red Bull taurine shit out of there.
Yeah. So okay. So it just doesn't have the taurine. It doesn't have the wake up factor. It's just boozy.
It's got caffeine, but not energy drink shit.
Taurine is the Red Bull stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Taurine. Okay. Now malt liquor. You guys have had. You've heard all that. It's basically very beer esque, but different. It's like malt. You know, like a malted grain or whatever the fuck.
It's like a skeleton key.
How so?
It can taste like anything. There's a lot of stuff out there that's malt liquor.
Well, yeah, because I mean, malt beverages include all the seltzers and all the fucking Bartles and James's.
So is it like not natural though? Like, malt. Is it still made from a grain?
It's made from sugar, right?
Malt? It just has that middle step of like, it's like malt. I guess it's sugar.
I think of malted milk balls. That's all I think of.
Right.
Yeah, but
malt, like Whoppers.
But that doesn't apply here. Yeah, so what am I doing? Throw me a fucking line.
It's very clear that your family had a chocolate shop that you didn't say Whoppers, you said malted milk balls. we you use them as an ingredient.
Whopper brand malted milk balls for me.
It's malt. This I'm gonna get reamed online for not knowing the difference, but it's malt.
I'm gonna look it up.
It's grain that's been processed into malt.
What grain? Specify the grain.
Grain! Airwaves of it from sea to shining sea.
See, I don't understand, because malt liquor is usually cheaper, right?
Yeah, because malt's cheap. It's processed.
So,
What the fuck?
But here I'm thinking, if there's an extra step, that's what...
I'm just going to get so reamed over this. And no, this is the shit I hate.
Don't worry about it.
What I love about malt liquor is that I like knowing it was marketed heavily in, like, they had hip-hop sponsors in the 90s and, like, Ice Cube was pushing it, stuff like that. I don't want to be corrected about what malt is.
You know what? If people are correcting about malt and they get worked up over it, that's their thing.
That's their thing. Mm. I should let them have that?
Let them have that. That's
but like
their
Billy
trip
D. Williams thing. Was like the spokesman for Colt 45, and he was very classy, like 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's sort of St. Ides. I watched a good YouTube video about how St. Ides like went after like Dr. Dre and stuff, and was like, we want St. Ides to be the hip hop malt liquor. And that really worked. And then it spread to other malt liquor brands thanks to St. Ides marketing.
Interesting. Because I remember the big ones were Old English and Colt 45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was from like rap videos and stuff when we were in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the big two.
Yeah. Did you find a malt thing there?
I mean, it's one of these, like, you know, every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square type situation. Yeah. The first explanation I found that made me chuckle said, what is malt liquor versus beer? Beer is either top fermented or bottom fermented, while malt liquor is only bottom fermented.
Fuck off! Like, fuck you!
See,
we don't want to
know what that means.
But there's, it seems like malt liquor is stronger or can be stronger than beer.
Yes, that's what we're getting at. Those guys are strong. You can drink less of them and you get all fucked up. I first heard of a 40-ounce when I watched the movie Kids.
Right, sure. Right. You know, I tried to find that again recently because I remember seeing it as like a younger person. Now I was like, what was that movie that crazy? Because it was a crazy movie.
It fucked me up, but I was kind of a sheltered boy.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it. Like, it was tough.
I'll find it for you. You come over to my place.
I went.
We're here.
Well, you come back in the bedroom.
Just hand me the DVD.
Here you go.
But like, I found it. I went to Amazon. I just wrote in like kids, and it was just like all kids shows.
Sure. Oh, it's hard to Google.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Bebe's Kids, Kids Incorporated.
You got to do like Kids, parentheses, 1995, Harmony Korine.
Yeah, even that.
Corinne?
Oh, wait.
Corinne.
I thought it was a film by Larry Clark, is it not?
Harmono.
One of them wrote it, one of them.
Yeah, Harmony wrote it as like an actual teenager.
Right, he was
a Cameron Crowe situation where he's like, I'm a baby. Okay, so we've talked about Four Loko. We talked about fucking malt liquor. If you take your 40, you walk out onto the sidewalk in front of the liquor store you bought it from. That's what we're learning. This is like a liquor store with a yellow sign and a black lettering that says liquor.
Yeah.
And you
kind of like the Waffle House.
Yeah, logo. Exactly. You could do this. You could do this recipe with hash browns and an egg if you don't have this. But you take your 40, you drink it down halfway, you pour your Four Loko into it, you get drunk on the sidewalk. That's a sidewalk slammer. You could also just mix them together in a cup, do whatever you want. But I thought that this, when the slopheads were requesting it, I was like, oh, this is the new Steez I hadn't heard of. When I looked around, I didn't find a definitive history, but I checked like its first mentions on Reddit, its first mentions on YouTube and stuff, and I found it in 2010. So it's basically been around as long as Four Loko.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Or that was when you said the Four Loko
reformulated.
Yeah. So most of the blurbs I found on this were like, there's blogs that are like totalfratmove.blogspot.
Yeah, exactly. They're all that. The stuff that I found. Yeah.
It's bloggy. It's fratty. It's collegey. And it's dairy, and we're gonna get fucked up.
Dairy like
exactly, or drug awareness resistance education. But if a 40, I went out to one of these liquor stores we're talking about.
Assorted 40s.
I got a King Cobra.
Oh yeah.
I got a Mickey's.
Great.
And I got an Old English, and the Old English kind of has a big wider glug mouth on it. It's like a 42 ounce. Then I found 3-4 Locos. Fruit Punch was red, then Gold didn't really say a flavor.
I've heard of Gold.
It's kind of like the Bud Light Seltzer model. Just like,
yeah, they just invented a
something
flavor.
Is in there.
I bet it tastes like malt liquor, probably. And then I was hoping to have like a citrusy one, but the other one was watermelon, which is will be the
These are gonna be so weird,
nasty. But so like if a 4 Loko is like 4 beers. And then a 40 is kind of like 4 beers. We're essentially kind of gonna have like 8 beers, I guess.
Jeez, I haven't seen a 4 Loko in forever. They're 4 beers big?
No, it's a double tall. It's a 24 ounce can. But it's double the ABV of a beer.
Gotcha.
So a 40 ounce is also like a higher, you know, because beer is like between 4% and 5% like macro brew light beer.
Yeah.
And then these are more like 8% or 9%. Yeah, I think 4 Loko might be like 12%. We'll see all this when we're drinking.
So this will be fun after like the spaghetti and the ranch water. It's sort of like a double size XL.
Yeah. We had a summer of just like drink half and then pour more in.
Yeah,
pouring in the bottles. I got us some red solo cups so we could do some tasties too, because I want to try stuff.
Also,
I don't think
curious.
I want to drink three.
I want to just drink Old English and taste what it tastes like because I haven't had it in forever. I might just love it.
Who knows? I remember Old English. That was the one I kind of would get a lot because I like the classic like look of it.
Yeah.
And you said it's got a big fat mouth, but I remember the ones that was just like a big fat 40 size glass and then goes
tiny little
tapers all the way up to like a teeny little mouth.
And Mickey's was the little Mickey's had the wide mouth.
Yeah, like a little grenade.
But the big Mickey's has the small mouth.
What the
shit?
This is so cool.
Shit.
So I want to get to the mixing part fast.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to ding me for just like pouring some aside?
Right, because to make enough of a dent in your 40...
We don't want to do 20 minutes of just talking, drinking 40s before we make the title drink.
Oh, right.
To fit your whole Four Loko in there...
Which is the idea, to do the whole thing.
That would mean you have to drink 24 ounces out of your 40. That's hard. Here's what you could do. I'm giving you a red solo cup. You can dump out a bunch of your 40 into that to make room for your Four Loko.
Yeah, that way you got like a sidecar of pure...
Or you could just take your solo cup, do half beer, half Four Loko.
Yes.
Yeah, but I want the experience of drinking out of a big, dumb glass.
Here's
bottle.
What I'll say. Gotcha. I have a feeling that the proportions are not super important here.
Get out of here.
I think you're supposed to stand drunk on the street with two things in your hand, and you're mixing them together. Like we don't have to do a 50-50 mix, but...
Well, let's go. Maybe we can express ourselves, and we'll find our own...
I also think we're going to have to take sips of just the things individually.
I think so too.
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
And do you think we should like garnish with a lemon twist and a maraschino
cherry? I think garnish is not applicable.
Garnish with a fucking Parliament cigarette.
This is kind of our most dirtbag episode yet. We're kind of sleazing it up here with this, and I think it's kind of cool.
Me too.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a little break, and when we come back, we'll do the whole combining, drinking, all the steps.
Great.
Folks, see you after the ads.
Peace.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back with an intimidating array of drinks.
The King Cobra looks downright evil. I had one of these on like a spring break road trip with friends. I remember that. The Mickey's looks appealing. It's green and frosty. And the Old English is a funny looking bottle, but it looks like a nice looking product.
Yeah, and it's a plastic bottle, though.
Yeah.
But
sad.
I will say personally, the Old English is speaking to me.
What does that say in the Old English? Something when cold,
wind blew. It sort of got like a Coors Light, like when the mountains are blue.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's ready for you.
And is it blue right now? I can't really tell.
It's a light blue.
And that's a 7.5%
like
alcohol.
It's like a blue gray.
Mike, which of the top ones is calling to you?
I'll try the King Cobra.
I guess it's Mickey's for Timmy.
Okay. Mickey's, the Mickey's is what I was thinking of, the classic 40 look.
And these are comparable ABV wise, yes?
I'm looking to each other?
7.5. What's the King Cobra?
6.
Okay. Cobra. And Mickey's?
King Cobra. It's just a, yeah, this is intimidating looking.
It's a Woods beer. Black.
Oh, yeah.
Brown glass, black label.
Yeah.
Timmy's only 5.6.
Get out of here.
That's good for Timmy.
But like, Mickey's is like kind of gross, right? I'm surprised you guys like Mickey's.
I don't remember it. I remember it being light and refreshing and not bad.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Let's.
We're just doing tasties.
As we discuss Four Loko, we can sip our virgin 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is college beer.
This smells like beer. Yeah, man.
Yeah, great.
It's got a very breathy taste, if that makes sense to you. Like it kind of hangs out on your breath.
Yeah.
I must admit, I wouldn't know that this isn't like a light cerveza. This is like a Tecate. And this is Old English.
Ooh, Mickey's.
Ooh, Mickey's is light. Old English has more taste.
Here, take that.
Oh, that was the thing. Cobra. I remember in the the Colt 45 ads with Lando Calrissian, it was all about like more flavor. Like beer's no good. It doesn't have enough flavor.
Yeah. Crack that Cobra and pass it to me.
Ooh, the Old English. Yeah, I remember that taste.
That's a little harsher than I reckon.
I'm a fan of the Cobra so far.
King Cobra is a little stingy to me. None of them are bad.
Let me try that.
Jesus
Mickey's.
Christ. I might have made the wrong call with the OE.
I'm pretty happy with my Mickey.
I'm fine with OE.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
Well, Jeff, you have the wide mouth glugger top, which will be
good for pouring.
Easy for pouring.
Okay.
Okay, now we've tasted malt liquor and we've decided it tastes like beer, but a little more stingy.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, of the four locos, I'm afraid of gold. Red is calling to me because it seems like the classic.
Fruit punch, you mean.
Fruit punch.
We've got gold, fruit punch, and watermelon.
Now, does gold elaborate on its flavor at all?
No, but it is 14% alcohol by volume as opposed to 12.
Wow.
And you know what? I bet it just tastes like malt liquor because this is a malt beverage we're talking about.
What?
And it's gold.
You think so?
If it's not fruit flavored.
Why don't you, well, let's all try it.
Maybe it's a golden berry.
Okay, Four Loko Tasties.
Let's pass around this gold.
Okay.
Yeah, just send the gold right down here.
Oh, no, that is not malt liquor. Tastes like a Red Bull. Tastes like a Monster energy drink.
Ooh.
That is harsh.
Fucking repugnant.
That is harsh.
Wow.
Ooh. That'll be the short straw.
Oh, I pray to God in heaven I don't have to drink that. Oh, watermelon's going to be gross, too.
Okay, we can't spill on the laptops.
What is four? Do we talk about what the Four Loko means? Like what?
Four beers and the crazy caffeine?
Wow.
Watermelon.
Pomegranate. Jesus.
Oh, I see that it's pink in the lip there.
Nice. Yeah, I'm pouring them out into this cup.
Oh, it's strong on the fake watermelon taste. Like, you know, that fakey gum, bubblicious watermelon.
Oh, my God. That tastes like perfume.
These are all like...
These are fucking nasty.
These are all... unfortunate. Okay.
Who drinks these? Who is...
Fruit punch. This
perverts,
one's,
man.
This one's got to be good.
Sleazoids and... wasteoids, sleazes, and pervs.
Oh, man. Well, how much were the Four Logos?
This whole haul was $26, which is kind of expensive. Oh. I put it on the Slappy Boys LLC.
That's for six huge drinks, that's not too expensive.
We're going to be fighting over that fruit punch.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, fruit punch is the best by a mile, but still not a good beverage.
Really?
It tastes like...
Hawaiian punch or something.
Yeah, like a Hawaiian, or like an Arizona fruit punch, tall boy, but then with
like an alcohol stank on
but
it.
But it's the best.
I've been swayed by the smell on each of these. Like, they smell much better than they...
God, I don't even really want to drink. I don't want to do this show. I wish I had a different job.
That? The fruit punch, I like.
Yeah.
That's, I like that taste.
Like the elf who wants to be a dentist. Not happy in my work, I guess.
Okay, so how do we...
Ooh, I'm already buzzed.
Yeah, I actually feel it, too.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Well, I feel like my face is turning red already. Yeah,
all right.
We're going to an old school fucking chop house.
I feel like as the guy with the strongest malt, I shouldn't have to do gold.
I feel like...
I think that's the thing. You got to mesh the golds together. You got a gold and
your label
is
gold.
That's gold.
They're not good bedfellows.
I agree.
What I think.
Jeff, Mike is like... These are these moments where I think Mike is so smart.
No.
You got it.
I'll do the fruit punch.
That's the best one.
We have to do like a draw straw type of thing.
Yeah,
how does
that work? We need to...
We say, like, we're here in my home and I get first pick.
No, you don't do that. No, we need here. Hold on. I'll find some straws.
Yes, twisty straw.
God, if I have watermelon, I'm going to be so sad. Gold is disgusting, but watermelon is like.
Can you get a swizzle stick?
Yeah, on the bar.
The bar. I'm going to try another sip of watermelon.
Perfect. I've never done this before. This is great.
We could. Mix these all together.
No.
I mean, ugh, watermelon. Who would pick that? Who would choose that to drink that?
An insane person.
Gold is popular.
Oh, it's bitter. Tastes like Malort.
Serving size, 5 ounces.
Okay.
Oh my Servings God. Per container, 4 3/4. Go ahead, Mike.
I've got 3 swizzle straws.
Swizzle, yeah.
Each have different sizes. I broke some down.
Okay.
You broke my swizzle sticks?
Yeah, aren't these just...
No, there was a reusable.
They're plastic. They're nice. They're colorful.
These are like you get a bulk.
They're collector's items.
All right.
I owe you 3 swizzles.
Okay, good.
So who's
picking? No, I think I owe you 3 swizzles. So
you broke my swizzle sticks. Sorry, I thought you had a whole box.
So there's a short one.
Short one.
And we've decided
then
the
there's a next... Yeah, the shortest one is going to be gold. Right, I assume?
Yeah, okay.
Unless... And then the next shortest one's going to be...
Watermelon.
Watermelon. And the longest one's going to be... fruit punch.
So I want long.
You want
as long
maybe.
A swizzle as you
okay.
can get.
I'm going. I'm thinking, Mike. What would Mike think? He's a simple guy.
I did this very simple guy.
I think that pink is closest to red. I want fruit punch. I'm going with the pink swizzle.
Ooh,
hold on.
Pretty long. Now, pretty long.
It's broken, but we don't know if it's more broken than another right. Swizzler.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here comes my pick.
Did you beat me? They're pretty damn close. No, it's longer than mine.
Yes, but I have
the shortest of all.
Oh no! Okay.
No!
So based on draw,
that's what I get for breaking the family heirlooms.
Tim, Mike has gold.
Gold, and it was kind of the gold color.
Tim, you have watermelon, and I have fruit punch. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Tim, I'll fucking swap you.
You will?
I just don't want gold.
Deal.
I just
deal.
Don't want gold. I'll take watermelon.
Swap it.
Great, okay.
Oh, this is a good.
Why would Jeffy, you do that, Jeff?
Yes. I was like, that watermelon.
Because this whole thing is a freak. There's no good version of this.
I feel already a little bit tipsy. How do I feel that
Me way? Too. I'm screaming.
Yeah.
I'm sad. God damn it.
I bet these. There's no way I'm drinking a whole 40 of this. But
you have to. It's the premise of the show.
Okay.
Okay,
I am gonna be the hangover from this is gonna be crazy. Like, we're doing this early, so we're not drinking these all into the night till we go to bed. Like, this would be an awful hangover.
We've been here before. We all know.
Yeah,
your first sip is like, oh, I don't know, oh, whatever. You get halfway down the drink.
Yeah,
suddenly you're acclimated. You enjoy it.
And you're drunk, your senses are impaired. Mm. I'll tell you what, though, it's a race against time with the temperature because I had these things in the freezer for a little bit. The 40s were nice and frosty. We're going to be dealing with warm-ass crap.
Hmm. And I have a plastic bottle.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to chug my Mickey's halfway down.
Oof. You don't have to.
I think I got to pour my Four Loko over a sink.
You can spill on the floor. I don't care.
What would Jessica think?
Oh, God, the OE. Old English, brand 800.
I think I like Mickey's. Like, it's a good-looking bottle,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice and light-tasting.
I think I was judging Mickey's because it suffers with warmth.
Yeah, it's already happening. Chugging this is not a pleasant experience, but then it's weird because it's like, it's not that different from beer. Mine isn't that different from beer. So I have nothing to complain about. I think it's probably like we normally record this normally. Are you fucking kidding me? Jesus.
Sorry.
We normally record this podcast in the evening and we got started in like the early afternoon today. So it feels extra weird.
Mm-hmm. This is funny coming from guys who've done Long Island iced teas and adios motherfuckers that I am a little intimidated by this. This is the biggest stunty, pranky one we've done.
Yeah. It's a lot of liquid. I mean, I like Long Islands. I like liquor. I like to not be drinking tons of bubbly froth into my stomach and getting all bloated.
Now, Tim, I remember on the text chain, I told you, get lemonade Four Loko.
They didn't have.
Da!
Oh, no, but maybe I did fuck up. There's a fourth flavor I didn't get.
Tasty lemonade?
Peachy.
No, I think you made the right move.
I assume that peach is going to be like really perfumey, you know? I was hoping gold was something sort of citrus.
Hmm. I've made a serious dent in my OE, but I kind of want to get to the main event. Do I just pour the rest into a solo cup?
I'm going to do the same thing. I've drank about a third of my Mickey's, but I'm going to dump some into my solo cup. And I'm still good for it. You know I'm good for it. I'll drink that. Have you ever had a brass monkey?
No, and I think feel like that's the direct precursor.
Yeah, the Godfather would be that funky monkey, which is you just take a couple of glugs and then you pour orange juice in the top, and that sounds like a mimosa. That sounds nice.
All right. I feel like I'm halfway down.
Okay. Okay, I'm about halfway down. Time to pour the loco. Poor loco, they should call it.
How are you going to do that, Tim? You're going to make a mess.
I'm pouring.
He's doing it. Oh, God. See if I get it on mic.
Oh no, it's frothing up inside the bottle. Pretty bad.
Yeah, that's what I... Let me get on mic.
Mic on the mic? They should have warned us that it froths up. It's a bad invention if it froths up like that.
Yeah, I'm starting to think this drink is ill-considered.
Yeah.
Okay. The frothing. I was in the kitchen there pouring it out.
Hey, speaking of foam...
Yeah.
You guys ever play beer pong, and when it gets foamy, people like wipe their nose and like kind of like stir it? That's kind of gross to me.
I wouldn't do it. In beer pong, it's rude because you're sharing cups and stuff, but I remember when I first drank beer
it does
at
work,
a keg
though, right?
party, it was like, yeah, use some forehead sweat to make the foam go away, and I would do it in my own beer for like 5 years. I did that pretty regularly, but I wouldn't do it during beer pong. Hmm. Rude.
I was in the other room pouring my drinking my beer and then pouring the Four Loko into the 40 ounce, and it was foaming up, and I was like, okay, whew, I can't fit any more Four Loko in here. Great.
And then perfect.
The foam went all the way down. I was like, fuck, I can. But I still have Four Loko left. Oh, not much.
Okay, we're now at the point where we like kind of have sidewalk slammers.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our first sips.
I got a sidewalk slammer.
I got to like tilt this around and make sure it mixes. Are you all the way in there? I got like
almost.
I got like a tiny bit of remaining Four Loko.
That's exactly me. What I got.
Oh God.
Man, 40s just remind me of going to a house in college or something, and dudes are sitting around with dip in their lip.
I
like,
never did
drinking that. 40s, like watching TV or something.
I never did dip. Never even really saw it.
I did dip. I tried dip in high school, and it was like whenever all my friends were doing it, I was like, ooh, this is a phase we can. Get through.
You know what I did one time was somebody told me that if you put a Nicorette patch on and go to sleep, you'll have vivid dreams.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted vivid dreams.
Well, like, you know, it was just like a crazy thing.
You mean like vivid entertainment?
Yeah, like vivid video. Yeah. And I did, and I had crazy, like, fever dreams, and I woke up puking like crazy.
Right, I remember, yeah. I don't think I knew you at the time, but I remember hearing this.
I woke up, like, white as a ghost and was, like, puked right off the bed, ran downstairs and was puking in the kitchen.
Yikes.
And, like, Randy and Nels found me in my briefs just puking.
Briefs?
Just puking.
In college, I didn't like dip, but I had a friend that did, a roommate that did it, so I said, hey, watch this, I'm gonna take this giant clump and put it in my lip. Put it there, fell asleep.
Ugh.
Midday. This was like noon on a Wednesday, and I had like a 6 p.m. lecture that I just fully slept right through. I just like went to sleep for the night.
Wow.
Damn.
I in high school, I was like a freshman, and we went to the movies.
Frenchman?
Mm-hmm. In Paris.
Sacre bleu.
And we were at the movies in like the front row, and somebody had dip, and I was like, okay. And I did it, and we're watching the movie, and my head is like tilted back. And I basically was just like drinking the dip juice.
Oh, just falling back in your throat.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I was like, I got to go. I went to the bathroom and threw up.
No, if you accidentally have a little swallow, you're fucked.
I had a friend who hated dip, but it's because it actually melted his cartoon sneakers.
A friend?
We're really putting off.
Okay, first sips.
First sips. I'll tell you
what other dip stories do I have?
I already feel drunk. I already feel red-faced and sweaty.
I have a full drink in my hand.
I know.
And then after this, you guys, we have to smell each other for the Patreon.
I know.
It's going
to stink. It's going to stink.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, bottoms up. I mean, way better than Four Loko.
Yeah.
Yeah, this like has canceled out the taste of the Four Loko. Not the aftertaste.
I mean, I'm not a fan of cancel culture, actually. But...
the aftertaste is so bad.
I think that it is worse than a 40, like worse than malt liquor, but way better than Four Loko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The 40.
You have a good ingredient and a bad ingredient. You mix them together.
This still tastes like too strong of a bad watermelon drink. But that just tells you how bad the pure watermelon Four Loko was.
Also, I'm forgetting, you guys are having a worse experience with it than me because I have the lightest malt liquor.
Let me see that.
And I have the best tasting of the
You try this one.
Of the Four Lokos. Okay. This is Oldie and watermelon. Mm-hmm. Stinks. Fucking reeks.
This is great. Ooh.
Oh, Jefferson, no. Here, that's
that.
No good.
That's the that is the Cobra.
I used to mix I used to mix High C fruit punch and Coca-Cola in the dining halls, and this reminds me of that.
Okay, Cobra and Gold is repugnant.
Let me try it.
I won, oh, man. Mickey's and fruit punch is like not a bad drink.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Old English and the watermelon is like the perfume
vibe. Right. The perfuminess is what fucking sucks. And it's so funny because that's just like artificial flavor they've added.
Let me try that, Mickey.
King Cobra and Gold tastes a little dangerous, insidious, like it's waiting.
Like Darth Sidious.
It's going to sucker punch you.
Yeah, that's a good drink.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Now in comparison, I'm like very pleased, and the Mickey's and fruit punch is like a little tiki.
Come on, he's enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like my like insides are being fucked with more so than.
Did you guys eat or drink this
morning? My heart is being eaten away at.
I didn't eat or drink anything this morning, and I was like, oh fuck! So I chugged some water like right before you guys got here, and then I ate a little bit of chicken salad straight from a deli container. But I don't know if it's enough to hold up the fort.
Mike made me a full, complete breakfast.
Whoa!
Scrambled eggs, hash browns, toast.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking Waffle House over there.
I got to pay my way over there.
Yeah. Wait, we've talked about this before. There was one time Jeff was making breakfast. Mike mentioned that it might be nice to have hash browns again.
I know. I remembered.
So, but today when Hanford's doing the cooking, it looks like the hash browns were involved.
Yeah, well, and wait a minute.
We could take a little example from your role model.
We forgot to talk about what was in the scrambled eggs.
Spinach.
Steamed spinach.
Oh, Florentine, Michael.
Yes. Wait, Florentine is just spinach or cheese too?
You had a little cheese in there.
Cheese too. What, feta maybe?
You had a little cheese in there, right?
Nope. No cheese. I want you off dairy, mister.
Co-cheese.
Co-cheese.
This drink's a little dairy.
last night I had some Daikokuya ramen delivered.
What?
You didn't?
You say what?
You had what?
You know the famous ramen place downtown, Daikokuya?
Ooh.
Never heard.
Well, we were hanging out with Paul yesterday, and he gave his little daughter some ramen.
Yeah, that was good.
And I saw it, and I was like, I gotta eat some
ramen.
That
looked good.
And then Fran was like, I got ramen waiting for me. I just ordered it, and I was like, I'm gonna order some ramen. But you know, it was great. It had the egg. It had the pork belly.
Ooh.
Enough about ramen. Is this the ramen episode?
Not enough about
it. No, but here's something about ramen. We went over to Saps Coffee Shop.
Oh, boat noodle soup, my
the
man.
Oh, man, it was great. It's such a cool place. It's like...
Unassuming.
You go in there. It's one of these places where, like, there's not really anything on the wall. It's just a big square room,
mm-hmm.
high ceiling, bright, and the disposable plates and takeout stuff is all just like in boxes up against the wall. It's not like hidden or anything. It's so it was so good.
And to call it Saps Coffee Shop, I get coffee all the time, and even as a coffee destination, I've walked. It's like sixth choice.
Oh, yeah. It didn't seem like there was even coffee anywhere.
And then somebody told me, like, yeah, it's like a Michelin star restaurant. You can get...
Yeah. It's like Jonathan Gold, the famous food critic that died, but he used to do the Jonathan Gold 101. Saps was always on his list, and it is exactly like what he was best at, was finding like a strip mall location of a weird-ass little hole-in-the-wall place that has amazing dishes. Saps Coffee Shop is like, yeah, it's like a Thai coffee house with that really sweet, like,
oh,
I'm sure it tastes good, but I can't drink that stuff because it's so sugary.
I didn't know Thai coffee was a thing.
Yeah, I got a Thai iced tea and it was great. It's like the bright orange shit you get.
Yeah.
They just happen to have like the best noodles and like the jade noodles and like the boat noodle soup. I had never even tasted
Tim,
that.
Tim, you nailed
taste.
It. I got the jade, he got the boat.
Booge. Good douche.
You guessed it?
I went there with Mitch.
He brought me there the first time.
Yeah, the first time I went there, it was like we read it in the Jonathan Gold list and then went straight there.
You ever had Jitlada? That's another place.
Right? I'm working my way through that whole... Every time Jessica's out of town, because she doesn't like spicy stuff and she doesn't like fucking frog legs.
Weird.
So while the cat's away, I will order like... you know, the spiciest shit on earth from there.
While the cat's away, the mouse eats a frog.
Yeah.
The mouse has heartburn.
I order things medium there and I sweat my balls off.
Yeah. I went there once years ago, but like into the restaurant. Yeah, you've only had it during COVID or something?
No, I've eaten that cobra punch. I've eaten like 10 times. I've been there and I...
We've been there. Okay. Do you remember like a bunch of... Simpsons drawings on the wall? Like,
yeah.
Graining?
Yeah, like Graining did a thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What I love about that huge place menu. Is you, giant menu, it's like a book, you get to the back pages, they're like, okay, this is not for white people, we're going into like the handwritten pen on white paper menu that's the good shit, so I was trying to get something from there as well. Oof. They have like some nice little softball dishes that are, that anyone would like, but then... Yeah,
chicken fingers for me.
Yeah, there's a couple places I've been out here. There's like the normal spice meter, and then there's the Thai spicy meter, which is just like completely beyond.
Yeah,
I mean, I love.
It's almost a secret meter.
It's unbelievable because I want to eat. I like getting all steamed up and sweaty. I like being burned. I like the pain, but I can't go. If I go hot, I can't even eat my food.
One thing I don't like about
spice... And I'm a heat seeker.
I like the spice, but you have to eat in ascending order of spice. You know what I mean?
Like, you can't start with the hot.
Yeah, because even if you get like really spicy chicken wings, everything you taste after that just tastes like residue of like hot buffalo.
Well, if you like wings, you should go on hot ones because they usually build up.
Oh, wow. Interesting stuff.
So what you could do is like start acting in some workshops in LA, then get cast in like a huge movie.
Damn.
If you're in like a Marvel movie, you could be invited to be on Hot Ones.
It's crazy that Hot Ones is such a destination. Like the biggest stars in the fucking... Like I bet you Daniel Day-Lewis is trying to get on Hot Ones.
No.
I'm not like a Hot Ones viewer.
Yes.
But I like the idea that we've taken away... the power from Hollywood and the biggest... You look at an episode of Hot Ones, it has 7 million views. You look on... Nothing in the Nielsen ratings gets 7 million views other than the fucking Super Bowl. It's great.
What about the slap?
What about the slops?
Oh, hey. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, fucking Rams.
Fucking Cowboys, baby.
Cowboys, he says. Wow. Rams two-peat. That'd be nice.
I just said the first team I thought of, Mike.
Cowboys. That's America's football team.
What about the Patriots?
Well, they're New England.
Now, why aren't you guys dripping with sweat?
Well, I'm wait a minute. Yeah.
Tim, how dare you call me out?
I'll say that. I'm hot, but...
I'm fucking...
You don't look sweaty,
look how far I've got. I'm not even down to the label.
I'm having more fun chit-chatting about stuff.
Well, your friends are too funny is the problem.
Yeah.
Let's chug. Bottoms up.
This is tough. God.
It really is a...
Mine is good. I like mine now.
It's a nose plugger.
You know, like when we have these drinks usually on this podcast, I'm done. I'm done for a second round. I mean, this is a huge drink, so I'm not going to finish. But I keep bringing it to my lips to sip. This I'm avoiding
at all
putting
costs.
It in my hand. Yeah.
For a moment, I'm going to focus on my red solo cup of poured out Mickey's. I'm going to put my big bottle in the freezer for a couple minutes to get cold again.
Wait. Can do me.
Yeah.
And in fact, like I'm going to take the little remaining four loco and I'm going to put it in that remaining.
Ooh. Yeah. Damn. You got a real thing going on over there, Jeff.
Gross. This is the first drink we've had on the pod where it's a true hurdle, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. It's a lot. It's just the most liquid. It's not our fault. If you have 40 ounces plus 24 ounces, you have 64 ounces. That's a gallon, guys.
And like,
drinking a gallon. If we drank a gallon of milk, that would be like a jackass.
And like, I enjoyed it, but like a bull shot. Let's say you don't like a bull shot. Or let's say you don't like a Trinidad Sour. Mm-hmm. You have something wrong in your head. You don't like a Trinidad Sour. At least it's a small cup. You're not, it's not like
right, exactly.
You're not dealing with like
you have
a
emotional problem.
So daunting. This God,
geez. It's daunting.
Hey, speaking of the Trinidad Sour, and listeners, you know this is a drink where the primary spirit is Angostura bitters. You know,
Angostura
Michael,
always gets one toot.
One toot for Angostura. What about Peychaud's?
Half a toot.
You know Pinkies and Los Feliz?
Of course.
They changed up the menu.
Oh.
Wait, Pinkies the hot dogs?
Those no, Pinks. That's Pinks.
Pinkies the bar, kind of a newish tropical bar. Very good cocktail bar.
Kind of a fern bar, vaporwave bar.
Yes, and then also Friday and Saturday night, a kind of a packed hookup scene.
Where is
it? Rest of the time. It's tucked away by Odeum.
It's near Skylight Books.
Not Odeum, Atrium.
Atrium. It's near
by Skylight Books.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Skylight Books.
I went there. I was like, hey,
three.
Let's go to Pinkies and get the banana old fashioned.
Oh.
I get back there. They didn't have it.
Fucking Mookie makes a good banana old fashioned.
He does.
Yes.
What's the banana part of it?
It's weird, like banana rum or something. Like
oh, nice.
It's a banana liqueur, yeah, but it's not 99 bananas. It's something fancy.
It's Gifford's.
Well, I talked it up to Mitch and Joe Saunders. I said, let's go get some banana old fashioned. We get there. It's gone. They've redone the menu. But you know what's on the menu? Listen to this. Jeff, you're not going to like this name. You're not going to like the name, but you're going to like the fucking drink. It was called the Trinidaddy.
Uh-huh.
And I look and I say, Trinidaddy?
Trinidaddy?
It's like their take. You know that thing of like cocktail bar that varies the ingredients a little bit and has a pun name?
Mm-hmm.
The Trinidaddy was like their take on the Trinidad Sour.
Great.
It was like a little bit juicier, a little blended or something. So I ordered it. It was a modern day Trinidad Sour variation. And it was, it had that red velvetiness. It was
Trinidad Sour was a contemporary classic.
Yes, right? It doesn't get more contemporary. Okay.
I mean, we're talking fucking.
You had too much Four Loko, my friend.
What's the guy's name? He's in Vegas right now. We always talk about him.
Okay,
Giuseppe
Gonzalez. Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Invented Wait, was he in the, like 2010.
He was Trinidad Sour?
Yeah, he invented it.
Yes.
At the Clover Club in Brooklyn.
Yes,
and
had it at the Clover Club. Wasn't as good.
And he defied to appear on the pod. We waited the whole Christmas, the whole Trinidad Sour Christmas special, and he didn't call in.
Yeah,
he didn't. Know
we had a whole it was a waiting for Godot situation. We've interacted with him on Instagram. He's a great guy. He's in Vegas now.
Waiting for Gunzo.
Yes, waiting That's for good. Gunzo. waiting for Giuseppe. And he appears to be, from his Instagram, sober and working out and a health man. And I'm happy.
Wow. Imagine being a sober guy who created one of the best drinks.
That's going to be tough to be in the cocktail world sober.
It's perhaps not in the... he might not be in the cocktail world anymore. Anyway, back to my variation I had.
Yeah.
I didn't really necessarily love the new direction they took it. It was a little juicier. But to have that kind of red, velvety, frothy thing that we loved...
Yeah.
I thought it was very cool. I thought it rocked the house.
Nice. Well, you don't see a lot of people doing a take on a Trinidad Sour.
Fuck that. No way, dude.
Or offering a Trinidad Sour even in its classical sense.
No, you don't.
You simply don't.
So I got to respect them for just knowing. Tim's Lawson's goddamn mobile.
Damn, this damn drink. Damn.
I was checking my texts.
All right.
Who are you getting texts from? Jocelyn Richards.
Yeah.
That was the last text culprit.
I'm looking at my text now. The last text I had 2 months ago, Jocelyn Richards. Oh, shit. My 40's in the fridge.
Shit.
Hey, get mine too.
No.
Please and thank you helps in that situation, Jeff.
You guys talk about me while I'm gone.
Sure.
Jeff, you got to be better with the manners. I've noticed it the past week I've been staying with you. You got to get better with the manners. Please get my drink. Thank you, Tim, for bringing my drink.
Mike? You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
I want you off dairy, and I want you to really be focusing on those banners. Because when I'm not around, I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
You gotta drink Coors, you gotta drink Bud, you gotta drink Wiser.
Oh, fuck.
Great.
Is that Tracy Chapman sings that song?
You gotta be cool, you gotta... No.
I think it is. I'm gonna say...
Well, Tracy Chapman,
I want to say it's Meredith Baxter.
You got a fast car. That's a great song.
Mm-hmm. I like that
we were driving, driving my car.
I think Fast Car is better than Give Me One Reason to Stay Here.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Hey, it might be the sidewalks that we're talking, but I agree with you.
What about Pave Paradise Put Up a Parking Lot?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Joni.
Joni?
Counting Crows.
I think there's a version on the Friends soundtrack.
Pave Paradise Put Up.
I actually didn't buy the Friends soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. You're missing out, Tim.
Wait, no. That's Joni Mitchell, right?
Yeah,
I gave you. And then you said Counting Crows, too? They did
the cover. I gave you guys a little history lesson about the Joni, about the lyrics. It was a reference to the Garden of Allah.
And now they have a McDonald's there.
That's right, Mickey D's, man. Hey,
Mickey D's over a billion served.
I went to Mickey D's the other day.
Yeah.
Two things.
What'd you get?
The spicy chicken sandwich is good. They copied Popeyes and they did a good job of it.
Oh, I almost had Popeyes the other day.
Almost.
Almost. I walked by it. And I was like, there's a long line and I don't want to do that right now. It's hot out.
Yeah. I tried to go to the Eagle Rock Popeyes during the peak of the chicken sandwich craze. It was weird. I was going there every day. I was like a sneakerhead. They didn't have it.
Uh-huh.
They put up a sign saying they're sold out.
But you can have these fresh Kyrie, these fresh size 12 Kyries.
Yeah, yeah. I said, give me the Jordans. Fine. Here's $700. I have an idea. Hear me out.
Yeah.
For once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You guys always, Tim, shut up.
Tim, just shut up. I don't want to hear what
you're
talking
about. Called the Sidewalk Slammer. What if we bring them outside onto my sidewalk and we record on the phone? And
slam them on the ground to get rid of these things.
Get rid of them. No, but we should go out and take a selfie on the sidewalk, but we could also record getting some sips on the sidewalk for the full experience.
I love that. I love that these are sidewalk slammers. Like someone's gonna like slam this thing.
Yeah,
this is a sipper at best.
This is a sad sipper. A labored.
I am a fourth done with mine.
Yeah. Well, why don't we take a little break?
I'm on pace to finish mine.
Well, why don't we take a little break and when we come back, we'll meet you on the sidewalk, folks.
Great.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What is up? Cal Piquet here with his two co-hosts. You know me, you love me. I'm pretty much your boy at this point, but you also love my two co-hosts, and they're here.
We're Tim, on the sidewalk.
Tim, I got to ask, is any part of you embarrassed to be seen on your sidewalk with these drinks?
No, I'm pretty proud. I won't name drop, but over there a celebrity lives right there.
Ooh.
Let's see if
Pat Sajak.
Suzanne Summers.
It's a comedy power couple.
Oh. Sajak and Vanna White. They're more of a game show power couple.
That building, I'll be honest, I'm kind of rivals with. There's a couple there I hate. But then the landlord is cool with me. He plays he does putt-putt golf right in the front.
Yeah.
I like that. And that corner over there is a real scene. If you want to, like, in the morning, you want to hang around with a bunch of Pilates ladies, you go right there.
Hey, there's a guy parking his car. When he gets out of his car, let's cheers him. You know what I mean? Like,
he looks like Elon Musk.
He doesn't live in your neighborhood, does he?
He's not driving. I would be surprised if I'm at the same price point as Elon Musk.
Well, I'm ready to give my final thoughts on
Mike,
this.
Mike, no, Garrett.
Take a sit. No, the point was to have the real experience. So pretend instead of a famous satirist's house, one-time Emmy nominated, two-time WGA nominee, one-time Rod Coffee for the entire cast and crew.
Awards and nominations.
You're standing on the sidewalk. You got no job, no prospects, no friends.
Yeah, but you're having fun. Hey, you know what? When I was looking for Four Logos, I went to Elephant Liquor, that Charles Bukowski hangout, and they have Four Logos there.
Nice.
Okay, bottoms up. It tastes better out here than inside. It's
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
It's a 95 degree day in LA, and we're cooling down in the days of summer.
Ooh, what the?
Oh, police copter.
Something just.
Oh shit! It's
Gale
Run.
Look at that. That chopper is cool.
Oh yeah, that's one.
Yeah,
of them.
It's like a
that?
Plane with two propellers on it. Wow. Oh. God, if you guys were here, we'd love you to see this.
Here comes the UPS guy.
I've like never seen an aircraft like that. I'm not much of an aviation whiz, but
I know I've only seen them in like
anime. You see them in anime.
Right. Like airplane books. Like different aircraft.
Okay,
books.
For me it's anime. For him it's airplane books.
You know, a catalog book of all the different types of aircraft.
Hey, look at 50s. Jeff's car, and then two cars behind it, my car.
Yeah, this is great being out here on the sidewalk.
Okay, so one last big sip.
Oh, yeah. Let's clink these together. Yeah,
clink, clink. It doesn't clink with Jeff's
more
plastic one.
It's a plastic donk.
Hey.
Gale donk.
Los Feliz, it's a hell of a town.
Hey.
This sucks.
For me, having the strawberry... strawberry?
Watermelon.
Oh,
boy.
It fucking sucks. It's pretty good now.
Yeah, mine is like the best tiki drink I've ever had at this point. It helps to be standing in the direct fucking August sun.
No, I don't like any of this. I don't like the taste here, the heat. I remember being
so sad. You would say this is a negative day in your life.
I'm having a bad day today. It's the heat.
Had a bad day. Kidding.
Had a bad day drinking a Cobra.
It's nice knowing that we're going to go to Tam O'Shanter and eat prime rib after this.
Yeah. Oh,
and not remember a great meal. Yeah, maybe we should just go to Arby's.
Get the Roundup?
We didn't do an Arby's this trip yet.
Oh, that's too bad.
I have some horsey sauce packets in my kitchen. You can have some.
I might bring those to Tam O'Shanter.
That's funny because they do have like
legit,
fancy horseradish
version.
Like, please keep it in the kitchen.
Hey, somebody else noted, I have a bunch of Taco Bell sauce packets in the back seat.
Yeah, well, because I...
Yeah.
Wait, what episode would it have been?
You noted that I don't have any hot sauce in my kitchen.
I have a drawer in my kitchen full of soy sauce packets, sriracha packets, Tapatio packets, all of it. And you in your kitchen do not.
I don't like packets.
Oops. And you were like, I don't, hold on, Mike. Well, I'm jumping on.
He poured one out for his dead homies.
Oh, okay.
Well, makes I don't sense. Want to finish this. I'm trying to get rid of it.
Oh. No, but Jeff, you don't have a drawer of packets in your kitchen, yet I was riding in the back of your car to go see Rise of Gru.
Yes!
And there was a fucking bunch of Taco Bell packets back there.
Yes, mild, all the way up to Diablo.
Diablo's hot. Mookie bought me a Crunchwrap Supreme the other night.
We went there after the sloppy show.
Did you see Mookie there, or did you guys go to
No,
the
you guys, you we, went couldn't, with Mookie. We couldn't get the timing right.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
The timing, the structure.
Did you hear? Taco he Bell. Made love to a woman.
He made love to his wife.
All right.
All right. Let's take this
All right.
Get the hell out of here.
Folks, we'll see you inside.
All right.
And we're back inside with our final
back
thoughts.
Inside.
We're back inside.
Beyonce. Renaissance, what an album. What did you guys think of Renaissance?
Well, I'd love to tell you, but we've talked about it on the Patreon, and if you want to know my opinion, you can go there.
Fuck this fucking guy. Would you change anything? Because I would. I would change quite a bit.
Change anything?
I'll tell you
All
what,
ingredients.
I'll tell you what I do.
This whole experience, I'd change it.
I'm happy with mine. I feel sad. I feel like I'm letting down the listener by not finishing.
Feel so sad.
I have about 20 ounces of my
freedom.
I finished my Four Loko can. I have like 20 ounces of the fucking sidewalk slammer left.
We all have quite a bit left.
No, but
we will be finishing when we record the next episode, the Patreon episode.
I'm going to drink this into the next episode. Listeners, I'm resolved.
Okay. Yeah, listeners, be comforted by it. We are going to finish these.
But are we going to make a pact that by the end of this week's Cologne Patreon episode, we finished? We have bone dry bottles?
You got a package, my man.
Oh, shit. This is my mink coat I ordered.
Yes, we will be bone dry.
Great.
By the 4th of July.
Here's the thing. I'm going to add ice to this because I feel like it's strong enough it could support ice. But here's the problem. Does it prolong the misery?
Just put it in the freezer again.
I got to do the freezer on our little break.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a little break.
Final thoughts.
Hey, this is crazy, but I like mine. And it was fun, especially going out on the sidewalk and drinking mine. But I will fully acknowledge the privilege. I'll check my privilege and say that I had the Mickey's, which is the lightest of the 40s.
Right.
Sure. And I had the fruit punch, which is the
tastiest.
The only palatable.
Only palatable one of the three.
So I made out pretty good.
Folks, I won't drink this again. This I got the worst. No, I didn't get the worst combo. I like the killer. What is it? Killer Cobra? What is it called?
Oh, boy.
King Cobra on its own. But I got the worst Four Loko. I won't drink that again. You know what would be like the classier version of this?
Ooh.
A Miller High Life and a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Oh.
More pure ingredients.
And, dude, really pure. Well, High Life makes a 40.
They do.
That's great.
They also make a 32, which is kind of cool.
I'll tell you what, folks, if you're getting into Red Bulls, Red Bull Yellow, they call it tropical flavored. Ooh. It's fucking great.
See, do they make it sugar-free?
No.
Damn. I do the sugar-free Red Bull, and the smell of it now, I've got like a Pavlovian response where it's like, it smells like a night out.
That's the one I buy for the house, to be honest.
When I smell it, I say, oh, it's somebody's birthday, and I was sleepy.
Or like, I need to go to a work party, and I don't want to go.
Exactly. I specifically think of one night I saw Lizzo at the Palladium, and I was like, it was a Friday night after work, and I was kind of zonked out, and I drank a Red Bull, so that's what I associated with.
Hey, when you saw Lizzo, Tim,
yeah,
did she play the flute?
Yeah, that's why I Lizzo, you know, here's the thing. Lizzo is fun. Lizzo plays the flute. You go see her live. That's great. I'll tell you. Sometimes, am I allowed to give her a critique? The new album, I feel like it almost feels like her lyrics are written by admin.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Too Fast coming out with the sophomore album?
Not Too Fast, because that last album was out for a long ass time before she got famous about it. But like, don't you feel like those catchphrases?
Right. Like she's like M. Night Shyamalan herself with I just took a DNA test. And now everything she does has to be like.
Right. She's like, I am that bitch. And you're like, I have to do this. So like her current single starts with, it's bad bitch o'clock. Yes, it's thick 30. And it's like, that's a little bit funny, but it's way more memeable than it is funny.
The sophomore album is always very difficult.
But
very
the tricky. Music is good. The voice is good. The flute is fun. And then even, I like that song. Like, that's when, you know, when she's like, I'm going to need two shots. One, like one to bring me up, one to bring me down. Like she's good. It's just like how it works these days where you're like, you're kind of writing to the fucking,
you got to play the game, baby.
She was on SNL this past year, I think a host or just a musical guest who did.
I think she was the host with the most.
Yeah. She was host with the most. She was great. She was really like a funny, charismatic person.
Knew about her pretty early on because Jessica interviewed her when she was playing the fucking Fonda.
No shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go, Jess. That's sick.
I know. It was great. And they like hung out for a whole night. It was like a feature. So Jessica like was like chilling with her the whole night. And she was like, oh, we got to like pay attention to this Lizzo lady because she's so cool. But yeah, it was like she kind of had that fucking TikTok thing happen where it's like, oh, a song from 2 years ago finally blew up.
Yep. I guess some, what is it? Is it, I just took a DNA test?
Yeah.
I
Well, truth
it's
hurts.
The slammers,
is the,
man.
Truth hurts is the is the.
Why man great when they got till they gotta be great. Like yeah. That popped up in a TV show. She released the album to no fanfare, and then a song of hers popped up in a show where the characters were like singing it.
Yeah.
What show was that? It was like some weird show. But
Friends. You know what I like about Lizzo is some of the lyrics feel empowering, but you pay attention there and they're like
self-deprecating,
undercover, sad. Oh, and if you think about even like a lot of her stuff is sort of like her most popular stuff. If he don't love you anymore, walk your ass right out the door. You're like, hell yeah. But then you're like, oh no, like you stayed in this relationship until he didn't love you.
Well, you know, she worked with Prince.
What?
Sure. She's from Minnesota.
Sure, he looks out the window.
I think she worked.
Is this where you just say what you
I'm
want?
Happy, you guys have caught up to me on the sweatiness. I'm
oh happy. My yeah, god! Yeah. We need to end this because
we keep it going.
Put the AC on. It's too long. This is too Mike, long and too uncomfortable.
We're gonna win a Streamy for this.
Right, I'm putting my Cobra in the freezer though.
Hey, put mine
you
too.
Have so much left, Mike.
No.
Looks at 36 ounces. No. Wait, take mine. Put mine in
you
there.
Got a cap.
No cap.
Capless. Hey, he's going capless.
That's going to be a spill.
All right, Megan, when you come back, I want those final thoughts.
I gave you final thoughts.
Oh, dish it.
He loved it. He
okay,
recommends.
I'll do mine. I think there's a good version of this out there, but I think it's like, get your favorite malt liquor. Because we were going blind. I would go Colt 45 and a lemonade Four Loco, and you might be okay.
You mean Beyonce lemonade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. No. If you had like a lime, fucking Four Loco and Mickey's, that might be good.
Yeah.
Because Mickey's tastes like Modelo or Tecate.
Sure. But this does feel like a dare drink, a
drug awareness resistance education.
Yeah. It's too much.
I gave you my final thought.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm in the middle of mine, Mike.
Mike, quiet down over there.
But I would do this again. I would do this again.
You know what? I did have a lot. This is a fun event type thing.
In fact, I'm still doing it.
That's right.
Doing it and doing
so
it.
I put all the 40s in the freezer, and Tim, you had your freezer's pretty much cleared out because that time you had the
fumigation.
Yeah. But what's sitting right there at the top of it all?
The tomahawk.
The tomahawk steak. I've been saving.
My in-laws gave me two giant tomahawk ribeyes for Christmas. Yes. I perfectly seared one of them and ate it, and I'm waiting for the right occasion for the second.
Maybe the end of this pod might be a good celebration.
It takes 2 days to thaw that fucker.
Mm. And you cook it up just right for your friends.
Yep.
And you give them most of it because you're a good host.
I have some tuna salad if you guys want.
Oh, tuna salad.
I went to Albertsons. I got chicken salad, tuna salad, egg salad. Oh.
Ooh, egg salad. That's a tough one, egg salad. Sometimes it's like, oh, I want the egg salad. Rarely.
The eggs in the egg salad were like hard, and I was like chewing them. Like, they shouldn't be this rubbery.
I shouldn't be noticing an egg, of all things.
I've been on a big Thousand Island kick.
Oh, Tim. You got to come by the J-Man's house sometime.
You got Thousand Island?
Of course. Ken's Steakhouse.
Thousand Island. Ken's.
I put it on salads, sandwiches, dips.
Do you know where Ken's is located?
No.
Framingham, Massachusetts, home of Lil Mookie B.
Oh, we've driven past it, haven't we? I remember we drove past it. I was starstruck.
My family's really into Ken's dressing. They're so good. I've eaten every variety. But... And I
grew up on Ken's. That's my shit.
Yeah, it's a New England company, but it's nationwide. And I put Ken's Russian or Ken's Thousand Island on like fries and all kinds of shit.
Sometimes just baby carrots to the dome off with some Thousand Island.
Here's what I got this time. I got Bob's Big Boy Thousand Island. Mike, you said you don't see Catalina? Take a look in my fucking fridge because I've got...
And I'll be right back.
Catalina is a little island off the coast of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think... Who do you think invented the Catalina dressing?
Bob Cobb.
Kraft.
Kraft. It was Bob Kraft.
No, K-R-A-F-T. The ad wizards over at Kraft came up
in the '70s. I'm guessing the '70s. Yeah. Catalina seems like a '70s thing.
Seventies dinner party. Yeah,
we should do a Catalina episode.
Catalina wine tasting.
Think about
we
it.
We should.
All right,
hold on. I wanted to. I that reminded me of.
Oh my god. End this so we can turn the AC back
that
on.
That reminded me of an Instagram account.
I told you I was hot at the beginning of the episode.
Okay, everybody knows 70s dinner party, right? The Instagram? Yeah, Mike, you look like shit.
This is soaking wet. Yeah. He came from water country. What's going on over there?
Okay, let me wrap this up.
Yes, there's an Instagram where there's 70s.
70s dinner party. They reminded me. I have another Instagram account I wanted to plug. It's called
70s dinner
Dead,
party
Dead Motel USA.
Oh, shit.
And it's so cool because, like...
are they overgrown with weeds and shit?
Yeah, there's, like, the fucking, like, Catskills hotels.
Yeah.
Like, the Pines in Fallsburg, yeah. New York. And look at this side-by-side. Like, look at that cool pool. And then you swipe to the side. Ruin porn, baby.
Ruin porn. Woo!
Look at that, love Mike. It. Look at that. There's a beautiful pool in the 60s.
Oh, that's then, cool.
And now,
The Last
ruin
of Us.
Porn.
Oh. Ruin porn. Is ruin porn a thing? I didn't
yes,
know
yes.
It's kind of a Detroit thing, to be honest. But what? That's our show.
Well, hold on.
Oh,
I'll be the one to do this. And I have a lot more to say.
About what?
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where you can see these recipes ahead of time. And also follow us on Patreon, where you can check out The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. And don't forget our monthly bonus episode, Questions for Lennon.
Ooh. They're not just bonus like, oh, ding, 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 bonus. This is a whole other show starring me, your boy, who's pretty much your boy at this point, and my two co-hosts. And you can find episodes where I talk about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, we don't think of the bonus episodes as not having weight and consequence.
They're not bonus episodes, they're bone-us episodes.
Damn.
Damn.
Mike, anything else to say?
Damn Daniel, back at it again with white vans.
Yes. We just went on to plug that YouTube video. Take a look.
And check out Fantasia, 1940 Disney's Fantasia. Used to be a traveling road show.
Yeah.
They would travel it around and show it on a road show.
Yeah, it's maybe a little slow for the kids, but Mickey does show up.
Yep. And the host is a little funny guy.
And he is perhaps a Nazi sympathizer.
We don't know what's going on.
Oof, I hate Nazis. But the Minions were frozen in a cave during World War II.
Yeah, that's one thing we learned about the Minions, is that the Minions 1 takes place in 1960s. And where were the Minions?
Rise of Gru is 1970s.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. But
hey, when we saw Rise of Gru, you know what I got to drink at that movie theater?
Minion Punch.
Double Cognac, Three Cherries.
What?
Double Cognac, Three Cherries.
Okay. And you also had some ice cream, I thought.
Hold on, I'm just...
I had the worst brownie sundae I ever had in my fucking life.
And then, something here on... Go ahead, Jeff.
A cold pizza.
I had a bad pizza and a bad ice cream sundae.
I had watery nachos.
Mm.
And oversalted popcorn.
Me, cold french fries and a nice big mango cart.
I'm just reading something here on the Sidewalk Slammer recipe.
Sure.
It's a note, may cause blabbermouth. Let's wrap this up.
It may. It didn't today, but it
did. All right, it did.
No,
folks.
It didn't today.
Yes, it did.
All right, folks. If you want to pick up where this leaves off, you're going to want to subscribe to that old Patreon and listen to the Cologne episode that came out on Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. And to be honest, see you later.
Enough! I'm turning the AC.
Hey folks, Dutz here with a little recap action of the scene at the Tam O'Shanter.
Did we say that we were going to the Tam O'Shanter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We covered that.
Yeah, we made it
a clear. Nice restaurant for dignified patrons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
High priced items on the menu.
It's a couple days later and we're recapping, right?
Yes. Yeah, so what happened? How did it feel getting into that lift that came to pick us up? I remember feeling...
Hold on. We got to say the Sidewalk Slammers slammed us.
They slammed us.
They slammed us.
And we finished, after recording this episode, we recorded our Cologne Patreon episode. And I would say that during the course of that hour is when the wheels came off.
Yeah. It ramped up fast. We lost audio. It was a fiasco.
The Slammers snuck up on you. But then when they finally kicked in, I feel like what we were all like, hey, we're all conscious, not conscious, but we're all with it during the recording.
Sure.
Once we were done recording, it was like, whoa, we're
and,
all.
And because we pledged to finish them.
Yeah.
Over the course of the night, and we did.
We did.
Yeah. All victorious.
Not even the whole, yeah, just like during the Cologne episode we finished.
A happy ending, you would think.
Sure.
Yeah. Everything's taken care of, right?
Right.
Wrong. We had a reservation,
taken care of.
Dinner reservation at Tam O'Shanter, which we had to push a little bit.
Sure. We got into the lift, and I remember thinking, I don't normally feel this tipsy when I'm headed to dinner.
Right.
When I'm
right.
starting my meal.
I've never done a going in. Yes.
Agreed. We were using a sidewalk slammer as an aperitivo. Mm-hmm.
And it did stimulate my stomach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we walked in there. And we got to, the Tam O'Shanter is a legendary old LA prime rib house. We sat there. We met up with a couple of friends from our sketch group, Dave Ferguson, Chris Van Arsdale. And we get seated in the Walt Disney room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're ordering stuff. And here's my thought process. Well, Jeff's the drunk one.
Jeff's what made you think that?
Talking too loud. The other table's looking. Other jails looking over and us saying, Jeff, shh. And then you going, what? Oh.
No, I didn't say what. Oh, I was
not. You slammed down your hand on the table a lot to make everything clatter up. And Tim and I
like a gremlin.
Hey, this is the main, you know, the dining room. You can't do that here.
And the families were looking at us. And then you did have that vibe a little more.
No.
You were doing a lot of like neck swaying from side to side. And
yeah,
like,
look.
Bah, like a lot of like. Hitting into the person next to you. Saying,
but I want to make it clear I was not combative.
Were not, which was very fun because you could be loud and funny. And then I'd go, hey, okay, you got to calm down. And you go, yeah.
Loudly.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
So it was the the fun drunk without, or the
and,
crazy drunk without the
And I had the wherewithal. I was excited to get my chicken sandwich
mm-hmm.
and a water.
Mm-hmm.
And another water, and another water.
Yep.
Tim, on the other hand, says, I'm normally, when I go to Tam O'Shanter, I get two martinis.
Yeah.
I get the Tam O'Shanter cut of prime rib. I get two martinis. I typically try an appetizer, so this time I ordered the bone marrow.
That was good. And you...
I'm happy to hear that you got a bite of it in, because I ordered it for the table, but then I took a... long swipe of it.
Yeah. If you've never had bone marrow, it's basically a bone cut in half and you scrape the bone onto the marrow onto a piece of toast.
Yeah.
And Tim.
I took a whole fucking femur.
Tim makes the whole thing up and goes, you guys got to try this. And he's a whole one. It's like, well, it's like, here, I don't know if there's much to try anymore.
If I say, you guys got to try this, in my mind, you guys had not, you had had your chance.
I had a little bit of it already.
Okay, but hold on. We're going to head to
the
ball being passed. See, I'm cool, calm, collected.
Sure.
Jeff's the problem.
Tim and I held it together. I felt like I had to sober up quick because the reservation was under my name. So this is my show. I got to keep.
And you were sort of greeting our friends. David, thanks for coming. Christopher, great to see you.
Chris, put her there.
I don't think I talked to those guys. I don't think I did.
I don't know. You seemed okay, but. So you and I ordered martinis. I had one that I sipped through the entire meal.
Got
Tim, what did you do with your martini?
Well, the first I didn't hear your martini order, and I said, same as him, because I thought I heard you say Hendrix, maybe.
I think I went with, maybe Hendrix, I forget.
So I didn't hear you said it was dirty. So my first one arrived, and it was dirty, which I don't really do, so I was trying to like get rid of it by drinking it. You know?
Yeah, sure. The only way you can get
it. Where can I pour this? Mm-hmm. Down the gullet. And then, just my brain sort of forgot. I always go there, and typically when I go to a steakhouse, I have two martinis, and that's a perfect buzz. And I forgot to do the math that there was an entire sidewalk slammer waiting below the stage.
Which we calculated was something like 8 drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And caffeine.
And I remember all this, by the way. I remember seeing you with the bone marrow.
Really?
I remember seeing you with the martini. And then when I
finished... Our waiter was enjoying our revelry, too. Antics.
Good. Yeah. And I remember when the meal was complete, that's when things started to fade out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you fell asleep?
Yes.
Head down. This was a real... You know, we joked about this a couple things ago. This was a real head down at table sleeping.
This is a snoozer.
Now
you pushed back when I said at the Red Lion when I had the walnut schnapps shots. I said you had your head down. You're like, nah. This time, Head down, snoozed out.
Yeah. And look, am I embarrassed that this sort of story happens twice in rapid succession on the podcast? Yeah, I am.
It's just
the end of the story.
It's a crazy time. Well, then the night, maitre folks. D, when your head was down, the maitre D came over and said, is he okay?
Excuse me, sir.
I said, he's fine. He's like, yeah, yeah. Well, we can't have people falling asleep in the dining room. And
right.
I said, oh, well, Jeff, wake up. So you stood up. And then you went down again. Then you got up. And then you said to yourself, I got to get out of here. You Ubered yourself out.
Yeah, I thought I had my wits about me. Didn't.
Didn't.
But I knew well enough to get like, oh, okay. When the waiter says something, you pull your phone out and you get a lift right then.
And that's what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good outside observer. It's not like, oh, my friends are riding me. It's like, oh, this
man. No, I had a pretty clear idea. Like, hey, I know the slammer's working against my best interests.
Well, and then when you left, you must have passed the invisible, 20-pound yoke to Tim, because Tim starts dipping down. He's getting a little sleepy.
Sure.
All of a sudden.
I ordered a second martini. Now, the waiter came around and was like, anything else? And I was like, I'll have another martini. Did you hear me order that? And did you think it was a bad idea?
I didn't think it was a bad idea because you didn't show signs of like being too drunk.
See? Cool. Calm. Collected.
Yeah.
Jeff's the problem.
Yeah, keep going.
Then I drank my second martini. I how much of my prime rib did I eat? Did I clean my plate?
I think you got most of it, yeah.
Okay, good. A typical
if you didn't,
Tim
I probably would have finished up, but
yeah, I would have licked that plate clean on a normal night and eaten the bone with my hands.
I was doing that with my hands and looked like a caveman.
So from my point of view, I'm there, I'm pretty focused on my martini and my beef. I'm still not talking to Dave or Chris. Mm-hmm. I sort of like check a work email, maybe.
We were talking about Nope a lot.
The movie Nope.
The movie Nope.
Right. Okay, good. Leslie Nope. Got it.
Yeah.
I remember being feeling kind of fine, maybe a little sleepy. And then suddenly, Tim, it hits me. You got the spins and you got to get out of here. Because
when you got the spins with your eyes open, that's rough.
It's rough.
That's bad news.
So I felt it. I didn't feel barfy. I felt pass outy. And I said, I got to get out of here. The one thing I remembered is I had to give you my Lowry's VIP card.
Yep, because you had points on there. Thank you for
and
doing
I'm
that.
I'm getting this all secondhand, but I think you said something like, I got to throw up because they looked for you in the bathroom. Is that right?
Yeah, we went to look for you in the bathroom and you weren't there.
So I did not throw. I stood up and I walked. My memory, this is a blackout story, folks.
You marched out.
Very suddenly, have to get out of this restaurant. I stand up, I'm walking out, and I remember the walk through the dining room thinking, yeah. Tim, stand upright, play it straight. No one knows you're drunk. You're going to walk out of here. And then the blackout happens there.
In transit.
Wow. On the move.
Yep. On the move.
Dangerous.
There was one other, there was funny parts of the whole night, but not funny parts, dangerous nights. Dangerous parts. That's not what we want to say. They were
bad.
Funny. But there was Tim at one point is seasoning his steak. Half of it's been eaten, but now he starts seizing it.
He remembers, this thing needs to be seasoned.
With the Lowry salt. And you shook it up and down like a Muppet would. Like,
was I being funny? Trying to be funny?
I don't think so, because when you usually do it, you aim it like down. That's what one would do. You were just kind of aiming it up and down. And it was flying everywhere. And it was like, I go, Tim, easy with that stuff. And you looked at me like, you did not understand what I said.
Even to this day, I don't
know. And now I've got pepper and salt in my drinks.
I remember putting salt and pepper on my bread and butter, and it was being too salty. It was being too salty. It was giving saltiness.
Yes.
So I stopped that. But anyway, so I'm from my. Do you want to hear the rest of it from my?
Yes.
Point?
Yes. Yes.
Walking through the dining room, time warp to the sound of my friends laughing.
Okay, but stop here. That's good. That's a good cliffhanger. Michael?
Yes.
What was your experience?
My experience was after about 15 minutes, I said, where's our friend Tim? I went to the bathroom to see where he was throwing up. He was not in there. My assumption is he did what you did and got an Uber home.
Right.
So I went back to the table and hung out with Chris and Dave for about 40 more minutes, of half hour. We had a tough time with the bill. That was a mess.
Trying to do math with drunk heads?
Yeah. Because they had some drinks, too, at that point.
And hey, let's be honest, my VIP guard got us a bunch of money off.
It did, 50 bucks off.
That's good.
So then it was time to leave. We go outside.
You're
kind of close the place down.
And you're still kind of waiting for Tim to show back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, calm, collected, cruise in, wearing a new suit.
Right. And we go outside, and then I'm texting. I text Tim about halfway through after I see him or look for him in the bathroom to leaving. you know, you still alive, one of those types of texts. And no response. So we go outside and I call you, no response. And then we're like, all right, Chris went over to a different bar to see if you were there. Dave went on like the main street. I looked in some bushes. We don't have to, I text Jessica. Tim went a little hard at dinner. He left the table and hasn't come back. Do you have contact with him?
She didn't respond. No response.
She had a show.
So now it's time to just assume he got a lift home. We walk to, because Chris is going to drive me home now. We walk to the car, and right as we like turn around, Chris goes, oh, there he is. And Tim is sleeping on his side, hands under his cheek, on a flatbed trailer.
Yeah. Detached from a truck, just the trailer.
Yeah, just the trailer on the road, on the street.
Parallel parked on the street.
Mm-hmm. Right under
street light. Street light.
Just perfectly silhouette, you know.
Yeah, spotlighted.
Highlighted, spotlighted.
Yeah, so I remember, giggle. I look up, there's my friend saying, Tim, what are you doing? And you take a picture of me, so I pose for it. But for me, it was a time warp. I didn't remember looking for a place to sleep. I didn't remember seeing that trailer. But I'll be honest, I kind of then felt good. Like, when I woke up then, did I seem slurry and stuff?
A little bit, but you kept being like, I feel like I just slept for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And you were like, where were you guys? And we're like, well, we were inside, you know, finishing the meal and paying. And you were like, it's weird that you were in there for so long. You're the weird one.
Yeah.
And when you see this flatbed, you will understand it's perfectly clean, wide, and under a light. If I was drunk and looking at that, I would say, yeah, I'm going to sleep on
it
that
It was
thing.
Like a nice big bed.
It was like looking at a big, clean, queen-size bed on the middle of the street.
My theory, and Tim, maybe you can fill me in here. It seemed like you would go onto that because it was like bed height.
Yeah.
Like you would just kind of roll onto it.
I probably thought I was home.
Incredibly inviting.
It was the same height as my bed, and it looked like my bed. And I slept great. Came home. Here's the weird thing. Later that night, like clarity. Maybe it's the caffeine in the Four Loko or something, but like I was up like at like 11:30, just like walking around my apartment watching TV, being a normal guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember waking up at 1:30 and having the sort of like racing brain, kind of a hangover thing, but not feeling queasy, not feeling headachey. And even the next morning, you know, I had vivid dreams all night and it was weird and I slept bad, but I didn't have a hangover in the classical sense.
Yeah. I woke up in the middle of the night with like that feeling like your pulse is in your whole head and body. Yeah, I think it's that. Whatever
that weird caffeine rebound thing, yeah. Or like your body rebounding from the alcohol.
So I would say this is a recap. We call this a recap. I would say it's more of a cautionary tale. Don't drink the sidewalks.
Okay, so
stick to the
final
original
thoughts,
recipe. Don't add the two martinis.
I don't even think we did final thoughts last time. I would say that this is not an order again.
Yeah, I'm sure we said
but
that.
But it's fun. It's nice knowing there's a drink that fucks you up that much. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun. It was a fun event.
Yeah. I also lucked out because I feel like Mickey's and Fruit Punch were the best combo. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Tam O'Shanter, go there and if my prime rib is left over, see if they'll give it to you for free.
Yeah. If I'm still allowed in there, I'd love to meet you there sometime.
That's great.
Michael, any final thoughts?
Thanks for listening to the recap.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, we'll Instagram that picture of me in that trailer at some point.
So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. You guys can laugh.
Great. Okay, now this time for real. Goodbye, folks. Thanks
Give
for listening.
Give it up for your boys.
We'll see you next week.
Give it up for your boys.